hockey fans in the United States and Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only Caps-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. We want to hear your phone, your voices today over the phone. Come on, give us calls.
Biggest show of the year thus far, I'm going to say.
204-269-8636. That is 204-269-UMFM.
So before we get into this, some of you may be very aware of what's going on. Survivor, if you heard the music leading in. Is one of the big sort of things that we do every year. Oh, Brian is answering phones. I'm just going to fade out the mic here while he's doing that. Hold on, Brian. We got to go over the rules. Oh, it's going to be okay. I know what's going on then.
But he gets the pick second anyway.
Yeah, he gets pick second, so it doesn't really matter.
Number four. Okay. Your email, sir.
Look at this guy. Brian is just going crazy. Okay, sorry, we're fascinated there by Brian's handiwork already. Today is Survivor, NHL playoffs. If you want to get in, make sure you give us a call, 204-269-8636. Do not call yet. Hold off on calling for now, at least for another 7 minutes, as we want to go over the rules with everybody. And this is vitally important because the rules are going to give you an idea as to how to play if you've never played before. If you have played...
Just leave them on the line.
Yeah, let them hold there for a second, Brian, because we want to get you in on here as well.
Aye, Captain.
There we go. Okay, so here are the requirements if you want to be in this. One, you have to call. We will take tweets later in the show if there are spots left over, but if you call, you will get priority. If you do not call, you do not get priority, which means you may not get the team you like. So you have to call 204-269-8636. Secondly, you have to provide Brian your details. Brian is going to be answering the phones with us.
Deets. Brian wants your deets.
Brian wants a name, he wants
all
a phone number, he wants an email address. So that's going to be very important because if you're calling us, you probably have one of those already. Three, you have to kind of watch the playoffs. That helps too, we find, especially when we get to the next part. And four, if you want, you can also provide Brian a Twitter account if you want. We can tweet at you if you have to. You do not have to do that. If you don't have one, don't think about setting one up. It's not a big deal. So the top two items, the calling in and the phone number and details, your personal details, vitally important for us to be able to get you stuff. Why? Because there are prizes available in our Survivor pool. Now, the Survivor pool works like any other office-style pool. For example, Beans, if he calls in, we put him on the air, and he chooses a random number with a random team underneath it. Mm-hmm. 1 to 16, say Beans chooses, I'm going to say randomly, number 7. The team that hypothetically is associated with number 7 would be the San Jose Sharks, for example. Beans now has the San Jose Sharks as his Survivor team until the end of the playoffs or until they're eliminated. Now, this is key, because once they get eliminated, we would phone Beans back and we would say, listen, Beans, we understand your team got eliminated. Are you ready to do your exit interview like they do on Survivor?
I would be.
And again, if you're looking for examples for that, I have Jeff Kent.
I think I've made about $60 million.
Former Astro second baseman?
I want this freaking $1 million in this game.
He called the show one of these times.
It's not even $1 million. It's $600,000 by the time Obama takes it. I'm a Game 7 World Series loser.
So we're talking about Jeff Kent. He was on Survivor and certainly gave an excellent interview that was memorable. So, again, it's going to be one of those important things with giving us your phone number. We will call you back and we'll do that. Unfortunately, there's no money for the winner. We're not going to give away $1 million like they do on Survivor. But there will be prizes. As long as you don't whine. If you whine,
there are phone lines lighting up. So
we're going to get through this right away. Hold on. Prizes will be
very long-winded.
The winner will win an awesome prize. The winner always gets an awesome prize at the end. It usually includes an NHL jersey at least, which is fantastic. So, but there are going to be mini challenges offered this year. The mini challenges include the first team eliminated, the first shutout earned, the first hat trick, and the first upset.
There you go.
If you win any of those, we will contact you. We'll make sure you get some secondary prizing for that. So prizes...
We've lost Jared.
That's okay. I think he already gave you some information. So prizes will be handed out as we get everything going. If you're ready, folks, if you are ready to get things up and running, and I'm totally 100%, I think we're all ready. Brian, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. We're going to make sure that we get our boy Jeff in here. He's always welcome in our show here in terms of getting stuff going. Jeff, are you ready? Let's see if we can get him on here.
Bob is ready.
So am I allowed to start picking up calls?
So you can start. Right. Hold on. Before we start doing that, there's already been two calls in. Hold on, Brian. Just 1 2 seconds. First off, because Terry won last year, Terry got the first overall pick. She's still at work. Terry is officially picking number 7 this year.
She's
Beans?
Picking number 7.
Beans, who is Terry's team for this year?
With the 7th pick of the...
Well, 7th pick.
With the first pick of the 7th team, she gets the New York Islanders.
New York Islanders for Terry.
The John Tavares list. New York Islanders.
So that's oh, there we go. We'll make sure that's cleared out. So Terry gets the New York Islanders, which will be step number 1. Here's a pen for you, Beans, so you can scribble that down.
Thank you, sir.
Secondary pick, Jared had to leave a little bit early, but he did stick around long enough to register his pick. GM Jared, as you know, him and his son Ethan are going to be playing together. Ethan, one of the entrants last year, is the youngest competitor, will combine their forces this year. Jared apparently is picking number, if I'm looking at this correct.
Looks like number 4.
Jared went with number 4?
Number
4. Number 4 it is, then.
Number 4 is the second wild card in the West.
So second wild card in the West, otherwise known as the 8th overall team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who Jared and Ethan will represent in terms of getting that going. So we have got 2 off the board. Let's bring in our next people. Brian is a...
We got Travis on the line.
Travis on line. Let me put it... Okay, line is up. Let's bring Travis on.
Hey, Trevor.
Hi, Travis. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good, thank you. We have 2 numbers off the board, sir. 7 and 4 are gone. Every other number, 1 to 16, still available. What number would you like, sir?
6.
The number 6 pick.
Tyler wants number 1. Don't give it to him.
He's going to have to phone himself. You know that.
Number 6 gives you the Dallas Stars.
The Dallas Stars are your team, sir.
That's a good team to have. That's not bad.
Okay.
Brian likes your choice.
Yeah.
Good goaltending with Ben Bishop over the last few weeks in terms of... there we go, Brian. Sorry.
Brian's back on now. Everyone can hear Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
Devastating. I think the Stars are good. I think you're pretty okay with the Stars. I mean, I think that most of the West is pretty much a joke anyways, and they're all just going through to get slaughtered by whoever comes out of the East, but... Yeah.
So you're likely going to end up playing... If everything stays the same as it is today, you'd end up playing Winnipeg as well. Are you okay with that, Travis?
I guess so.
Nice. Take more than 1 call at a time.
Still going for Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah.
UMF and the Hawks.
So that's the setup for now, Travis. Brian's got all your details in terms of getting stuff going. We will make sure that if prizes come to you, we'll get those out to you. But thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Trevor.
Not a problem, Travis. We'll talk soon.
We will.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
So there is Travis. He is done. First, another person entered. Brian is currently working on a secondary.
I think Jared calling again.
It's Jared calling, and he's breaking up because he's in the parkade.
Oh man!
I'm gonna have to hang up on you here because I can't hear you at all. Jared, can you hear me?
So Jared calling back again, and I don't know why.
They want number 9.
Oh, he's making a call for someone.
Ethan.
Oh, Ethan's entering his own.
Ethan is entering his own.
He told me they were going to work on it.
He said, "Dad, I don't need to hang off your coattails anymore."
Listen, Dad, you picked a bad number 4. I want a different number.
That's probably what happened. Eh? You saw what TV picked.
Exactly.
Ethan wants number 9.
Jared wants number 9.
Son of Jared. Should I write that? Son of Jared.
Son of Jared, Ethan. Ethan calling in. So Ethan, who's part of our...
It's 2 years in a row he's played.
Exactly. He's always a welcome competitor.
I don't know if Ethan's going to be happy with this. I know he's a huge Jets fan, but Ethan gets the Nashville Predators.
Ooh.
I don't know if he's going to be happy with that. I mean, he's a huge Jets fan. We know that.
I'm going to say right now, if you're Ethan, you can't complain about your team. You're probably going to have a chance to at least advance to the second round at minimum. Although, again, St. Louis looks like a pretty formidable team right now. But at the same time, though, it's better than wild card number 2.
It's true. The chances of him going to the next round are better than his dad.
Exactly, and that's what we always want to see. We want to make sure that that's always going to happen, that dad doesn't get any free passes on our show.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, Tom. I'm going
to...
Uh-oh. We got a heavyweight coming in.
What are the chances?
Awesome, thank you so much.
He does it again.
I'm just going to say right now, I'm going to throw this out.
What part of that makes sense?
You gonna fade him up?
Yeah. If you want, yeah. Brian, I'm going to bring you up as well. Okay. And hold on. Tom is now on. Tom, Tom's can you hear us? Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Tom? How's it going?
Good. How about you, Teep?
Doing all right. We understand the two-time champion in terms of picking up the first couple of victories that you had. Certainly went really well. Let's see if you can become the first three-time champion on this this day, this snowy, cold, ridiculously awful day. What number would you like to select, Tom?
What number would you like to select, Tom?
Oh, we lost Tom.
Oh, did we lose him?
Well, I think he's on the phone with Tom.
Oh. Yeah, kind of switched over. He wants number three. Tom said he would like number three.
Tom selected number three.
Number three.
What did you get, Tom?
Get you the Winnipeg Jets.
Gotcha. Tom gets the hometown team with the Winnipeg Jets.
How about that?
Are you all right with that, Tom? Is he all right with that, Brian?
Are you okay with that choice? He says he's 100% okay with that.
All right. Well, good luck, Tom. That's a good pick.
Thank you very much, Tom. Have a great day.
So five numbers down, 74693. If we read that out in order, it would be 34679. Of the 16 gone, five numbers already gone. Brian's on to another phone call now.
They're coming in hot and heavy right now.
This is good, though. The more that we knock off early, the better. So
you know what this is? It's such a fun, it's fun pool, fun event to be a part of. It's probably one of our favorite times of the year.
I got to say, this is probably one of the best contests that I think we run for sure. It's one of the few contests that we run, but one of the best ones for sure. And I'm pretty sure it might be one of the biggest, maybe outside of Pledgerama.
Yeah.
Might be one of the biggest the station runs as well. Yeah, and number of competitors, number of entrants that we have.
And I'm going to say probably the world.
Yeah. I have been branding it all week on social media as the greatest hockey radio contest in history.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the best in the world of any contest ever.
Awesome. Like, you don't have to. I mean, again, you can. Oh, here we go. We got Brian coming back in. You get ready to go, Brian?
We're ready to go.
And who do we have now, Brian?
This is Barry.
All right, let's bring it on then. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I am all right. Are you ready to get in on the action?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go really big this time. I'm not going to worry about what team I get. I'm going 16.
16.
Final pick of the. Uh-oh.
Well, we know Barry is a huge Bruins fan. So with the 16, number 16, he gets the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh my goodness!
Oh no! You know what?
I'm going to flush my head in the toilet now.
I thought you said you weren't going to be upset with the team you get.
Yeah, I'm not.
I would be if I
would be too.
I'm going to bring Jeff Probst in to ask a poignant question now.
Say that when this game started, you had a 100% chance of winning. Where do you think it's at now?
Oh man! Okay, I'll cheer for the Maple Leafs and pray the Bruins beat them. How's that?
There you go. That's all right. We can secretly
it's a win-win situation for you because if the Bruins win, well, you're a fan of the Bruins, great. But if the Leafs win, hey. You keep going on.
Moving
in the
on.
Hockey
it's, exactly.
It's
yeah.
really not a win-win situation because the Leafs are going to get slaughtered by Tampa in the second round. So Godspeed to you, Barry.
Is that Brian saying that?
Brian is saying that. He's jumped
okay,
in.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
A lot, guys.
Not a problem. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. Take care.
There's Barry with his entry. And again, for those who were listening earlier, there are prizes for participating, for getting in.
The winners get enough luxury to keep them strong until the end. And as for the losers, they will be taken and executed.
I would like to get some more phone calls in here, so let's get some more calls.
So,
dial up 204-269-8636. Get in on the Hockey Pool Survivor.
Ryan wants to
the
talk
The Hockey
to
Show
you.
Survivor Pool. I'd love to talk to you. Please, call me.
Six numbers off the board, 10 remain.
Is this the part where I give up my phone number, too, or how does this work?
If you want to, I mean,
no,
if you want randoms calling you,
I'm all right.
Just tweet it out and see what happens, you know? Just live on the edge a little bit.
Yeah, just toss my phone number. Just not in no context. Just tweet out my own phone number. See what happens.
See what you get. They call. They have to play. Be part of the hockey pool.
Brian's got a bunch of new friends all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hey, I always have new friends. That's always good.
So the, I mean, looking at playoff implications, Winnipeg wins tonight, and obviously St. Louis and Nashville lose. Winnipeg clinches. Washington also has a chance to clinch the Metro tonight. Mm-hmm. We know those two teams are obviously in, but looking at how that Central Division has sort of played out with Nashville and Winnipeg playing 500 hockey basically since Christmas, and all of a sudden St. Louis, who at the turn of the calendar were dead last in the West,
yeah.
going. I'm gonna, for lack of a better term, going balls out all the way in the second half.
Yeah.
Do you fear the St. Louis Blues maybe out of all those teams in the West right now?
I just think that St. Louis still the problem with St. Louis is always been goaltending, and I think it still be goaltending. I know goaltending has been strong for them of late, but I think when it comes down to it and the pressure is on. Is Jake Allen really your man to do it?
Or but Jordan Binnington
but
was
I'm
your
gonna
guy.
Say, and then you're going to rely on a guy like Jordan Binnington to... What has he played, like 20 games this season? Maybe not even 20 games. And expect him in his first playoff run to try to take him past some teams like Nashville and Winnipeg okay. and, you know, strong teams in the West. You know, it's going to be tough for St. Louis, so...
They beat Tampa Bay the other day, though. Yeah. They've beaten some good teams.
Them and Tampa Bay are very similar when it comes to playoff hockey. So,
oh, Brian's got another one. Brian, are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Okay, who is on the line here now?
It's my mom.
Oh, here
you didn't
we
even
go.
Have to give her your phone number.
No.
She already had it.
No, yeah.
Let's bring in Mrs. Svenny. How are you? Oh, she there?
Oh, wait. There? No, she's
hello?
Oh,
hello, are we there now?
Hi there.
Oh, there we go. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we have a number. We have 10 numbers remaining, basically, out of the 16 that are taken. The ones that are off the board right now are 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, and 16.
You want the bolts. I don't get... Be lucky. Get them. That's the winning
just,
one right
just
there.
Just be lucky and get them.
I want lucky 13.
Oh. 13.
Well, it's not the Bolts, but it's probably the next best thing in the East, the Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins,
oh, no.
Number 13.
Yikes.
Brian is not going to sleep well tonight.
No, it's not even just that. My dad's a Habs fan, so.
Oh.
It's just a double whammy.
Shots everywhere.
Jeez. Well, that's good, though. I mean, how do you feel about your pick, then?
I'd be happy with a consolation prize.
Oh, there's a chance they could probably win one of those the smaller prizes that we have.
Shout out. Or...
Yeah, I mean, who knows what we can get for one of those prizes? I think Tim Hortons has got a couple of gift cards in there. There's some Bison prizes in there, so lots of opportunities to win prizes. But I mean, if you get Boston, you got a pretty good chance of probably going fairly deep here, and at least to the second round, according to Brian.
Up against the Bolts late.
Exactly, yeah.
yeah, that's unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
We do want to say thank you, though, for calling in and playing. That's going to be really good to get you on and hopefully have you in for at least the first time, hopefully multiple times coming up in the future. But we want to thank you, Mrs. Svenson. That's awesome.
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
So there we go. We got 7 off the board, 7 numbers down, 9 to go. 9 more entrants yeah. only in terms of our limited number of opportunities.
I kind of want to jump in on the thread that we were talking right before I ended up getting that call. You were discussing the St. Louis Blues, and I just think, like, regardless of goaltending situation, because the West is just a tire fire when it comes to goaltending in general, I think the Blues are a good pick. They've got the depth scoring. They've got all the center depth you could possibly want. They have a very solid defensive core, maybe the second best in the West behind Nashville. They've got a really hot goaltender, which is usually what you want come playoff time. And their possession numbers are through the roof. They're the second best team in the West, I think. And I'd be happy to have the Blues, and I'd be scared to play them. If I'm the Jets and I don't get the number one seed and I got to play the Blues in the first round, kiss your playoff chances yeah. goodbye. They're getting bounced in 5.
Yeah, I think the best matchup, if the Jets have to face them, the best matchup, I believe, is Nashville. They've played Nashville so yeah. well this year.
No, I agree. If they want Nashville in the first round.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at who St. Louis has played over the last month anyway, for sure. They've 5-4 win over Anaheim. They crushed the Kings, but everybody else has.
Oh,
as well.
I got another call.
They lost to San Jose in overtime. They lost to Arizona 3-1. They lost to Ottawa 2-0. They beat Pittsburgh. They lost to Buffalo in a shootout.
Yeah.
They beat Edmonton. Everybody beats Edmonton. They beat Detroit. They beat Tampa Bay. They beat Vegas, and then they go up and roll up into New York, and they lose 4-2 to the Rangers.
Yeah. It's like they play up to a level and then they play down to a level. Kind of similar to the way the Jets have done
right.
lately. It's played up and down to levels.
You're kind of hoping that you don't really, maybe that they sort of end up as either the third place team or the second place team because they can sort of match that level of whatever they're going to, because it seems like they sort of play down, as you were saying, to their competition.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one, Brian?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, who's on the line now?
It's Tyler.
All right, Tyler, how are you?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much. How are you, man?
Feeling good, feeling lucky.
Good, good. You're going to have to be lucky to see who you can get here. Seven numbers off the board. I'll read them out quickly. 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 13, 16. What number would you like of the remaining nine?
Well, Travis picked 6, right?
He did pick 6, I believe, yeah.
What team did he get?
Travis ended up with...
He got the Dallas Stars.
I'm going to go... Oh, man, I'm going to go with number 1.
Number 1.
Number 1 it is.
Number 1.
Who is listed under number 1,
it
Beans?
It would be the number 1 team in the West, the Calgary Flames.
Oh, good
hey,
pick.
I'm good with that.
Good
I'm
pick good that. Right there. Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that. So,
keeping it Canadian.
Calgary Flames obviously got a good opportunity to go deep this year. Their Pacific Division rivals are not playing up to par, but Flames are always a good pick considering right. that they have a ton of scoring right now too. So
yeah, it's all,
they're doing really
all
well.
Offense there for Calgary. So
are you happy? You're happy with that though, Tyler? That's a good pick for you.
Man, I would be. I'm happy as long as I didn't get Toronto or have.
I was talking to we had Jeff Probst looking at the prizes, and I mentioned that you were interested in calling in, and I said, you know, what prizes can we get Tyler if he wins? And Jeff came back with
absolutely nothing.
So don't expect many prizes unless you come out and win on that point. But no, we want to say thanks for calling in, Tyler. Obviously, it's awesome that you're participating in the contest, and we'll see what we can do about getting you set up with some prizing at the end there for sure.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Talking about the Calgary Flames, I mean they have a very good team and their possession stats are great. They have an insane amount of firepower. Nobody is talking about Mark Giordano as a potential Norris Trophy candidate. I think he probably should win. He's been the best defenseman in the NHL this year. The biggest question mark, and we talk about it with all the teams in the West, is their goaltending, and they need to play Rittich. They cannot dabble in the Mike Smith experience at all in the playoffs. That's a no-no. I got to see Calgary when they were in here last against the Jets, and it was every single time the puck came near them, it was an adventure and a disaster, and they cannot tempt that fate in the playoffs when one game is the difference in between out or advancing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like we said, the goaltending has struggled in the West this year. I think that the team that comes out of the West to go to the Stanley Cup will be the team that has the best goaltending overall in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's not even like who going in is the best goaltender. It's going to be whoever catches
fire.
Red hot.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like last year, it was Marc-Andre Fleury, right? He did it all for Vegas, getting them to the Stanley Cup playoffs. So,
And there are candidates. We have seen flashes from guys like Binnington. Hellebuck's been hot at different points in time. If Nashville gets fed up with Rene and decides they want to be smart and play UC Soros, he can get red hot.
Yeah.
Fleury obviously can get red hot. We've seen Jones at different points in time in the past get very, very hot. So it's just
he's
about
been ice cold all year, but he could get hot. You never know, right?
You never know.
It's playoffs. It's a different season. Guys come up, get up for playoffs, and they're a whole new person. So we'll see what happens.
Mike Smith is announced in the starting lineup. This will be their theme song or their theme for the night.
Everybody panic!
It literally.
That's it. No, it's just nothing but panic. I'm not even a Flames fan, and I'm panicking for them. Like, that's just bad. It's bad.
You do what you can, I guess, with the Flames. They've invested enough in their offense that they should be able to outscore a few teams. But, I mean, if defense wins championships, holy Mike Smith.
But if you're listening,
holy shnikes.
But if you're listening and you want to be a part of the Hockey Show Survivor Pool, give us a call, 204-269-8636.
I'd love to hear your voice, just in general.
Eight down, eight to go.
You don't even have to want to be part of the contest. Just you want to talk to them.
Eight yeah. down, eight
but
to go.
But we prefer you be part of the contest.
Well, yeah, be part of the contest. Yeah. But eight down, eight to go. Number of good teams still left on the board.
The best team still on the board.
Oh, you're a little biased on to my right there. But.
No. Okay, so like, yes, I'm biased, but at the same time, they're the best team in 25 years. Like, regardless of who wins the Stanley Cup, this is going to be the season that, the Tampa Bay Lightning dominated. That's it. Like, they're the best team from start to finish.
I don't recall the number of President's Trophy winners in the last 20 years that have won the Stanley Cup, but I'm pretty sure it's a low number.
It's three. Actually, no. It's 30-something percent. Yeah, if we're including 20 years, it's two Colorado Avalanche teams, one Detroit Red Wings team, a New Jersey Devils team. Two Red Wings teams, a New Jersey Devils team, and I want to say Chicago Blackhawks in a lockout season.
I was going to say 20 years ago. When was a Detroit Red Wings team in 20 years been? What year was that?
They won the President's Trophy in 2009 and then won the Cup.
Okay. It's you know what?
The year they beat the Pens.
2009 seems like I wasn't even born like that. That's how long 2009 seems.
Beans, you're older than I am.
I know. I am old. But it seems like so long ago. I can't even remember what happened then. So.
Chicago in 2013 was the last team to do it.
Yeah, but also, like, when was the last time, like,
Detroit?
we haven't seen a team this dominant since those dynasty-era Red Wings in
sure.
the late 90s.
Like, Detroit in 08 won it, Detroit in 02 won it, Colorado in 01, but that's yeah. the thing, though, is that that was the free spending days. So in the salary cap era, if we're talking about the salary cap era now,
have you seen a better team in the salary cap era than Tampa?
I've seen a lot of very good teams.
Have you seen a better team in the salary cap era than Tampa?
But they don't award the Stanley Cup at the end of the regular season. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, have you seen? Like, there are a lot of. You said they've seen a lot of good teams. Have you seen a team better than this Tampa team?
Sure. The last three President's Trophies winners though lost in the second round. So.
Well, okay, but you're still not answering the question, Teebs.
But again, Tampa Bay...
They're record-setting for points in terms of NHL history. They're record-setting for wins in terms of NHL history. Not just salary cap era. They're record-setting for goal differential in NHL history. So again, have you seen a President's Trophy team better than the Tampa Bay Lightning, especially in the last 25 years?
But it doesn't matter, though.
You're dodging the question.
No, I'm not answering. I'm not dodging.
But it matters. But it matters because, like, in a lot of years,
they have been the best regular season team in the past 25 years.
Maybe even ever.
I'll qualify even more.
Because there's no one even in the same stratosphere as them right now, Teebs.
I'll stop, and I'll tell you why it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because since John Cooper took over, they've been to one Stanley Cup final and three Eastern Conference finals.
How many times have they been healthy in that time period?
Stop. It doesn't matter, though. You just told me it doesn't matter. Because it only matters in the regular season. That's what you're telling me,
Teebs.
No, it doesn't. Because you just told me the regular season's all that matters. Who's the best team?
I'm telling you that the regular season matters a lot, and it matters in this case a lot because
three
they are
Eastern
still,
Conference Finals, one
still,
Stanley Cup
they're
Final.
Still the
Don't
best
tell me
team.
About how good they are.
Oh, they're the best. They're the best team we've
three
seen in
Eastern
25
Conference
years.
Finals, one Stanley Cup Final.
Great. I'm still telling you that they are
zero cups.
They are the best, and it's also because the Stanley Cup is a crapshoot. Also, but they're the best team.
So then it doesn't matter if you're the best team, is what you're saying.
Oh, but in this case,
if it's a crapshoot, it doesn't matter.
It absolutely matters, Teebs.
But if it's a crapshoot, it doesn't matter.
Teebs, they are so much better than the rest of the league right now. They are so much better than the rest of the league right now. We haven't seen someone be this much better than the rest of the league since those free spending Red Wings teams. We haven't. We have not seen a team clear the league by this much.
You
they walked
stand
the
and
league.
Yell from the, you can stand and yell from the mountaintops. It
they
doesn't
have walked
matter.
The league.
You still need to win 16
Teams.
Games in April
I'm not the
to
one
June.
That's getting mad about this.
I'm not mad. I'm just
you
saying.
Are so
you
so mad about this.
Games.
You are furious. I can see how red your face is.
If that's what you think is furious,
I'm just because he's wearing all red stuff.
He's pretty, pretty mad. It brings out the red in his face.
I mean,
very
if
upset.
If we're going to lose to the Canadians, we're going to lose to the Blues.
I'm very
if we're gonna
upset.
Lose over the last couple of weeks, they
very
haven't played
upset.
Great hockey.
Well, you're the one not even a month ago saying they need to cool off because they can't keep racing through the regular season.
Right.
You're the one that made
sure.
that argument. So, like, which side is it? They're either They're either taking off the last month of the season because they've got it locked up, or they're not playing good hockey. Like, it's one of the two.
Sure. So if you're going to cool off, that's fine, but you better be able to turn it back on, and that's the key.
Well, they've been pretty darn good, as in the best team we've seen in 25 years.
There's no doubt that they've done outstanding things this year.
More depth than any other team in the league. They have actually good goaltending depth in case Vasilevsky gets hurt, because Louis Domingue has been awesome this season. They've got the best defensive depth in the entire league this year. So, like,
Louis is still day to day. So until he gets back.
Well, but he doesn't need to play, though, is the thing. Like, he's going to be, if they need him, he'll be there. He'll be there and he'll be ready. I'm just saying that, like, that this team has been chronically injured. They were probably going to whack the Hawks before in the Stanley Cup Finals that they were in before Ben Bishop got hurt. So, like, I'm just, they're great. They are dominant. They have both offensive and defensive tenacity and talent and ability and depth. And as long as they're healthy, there's no reason to not take them. They're the best team.
There's one reason to not take them. It's a crapshoot, according to you.
But if you're going to bet on a crapshoot, you got to bet on you're betting on the best odds, and it's the Bolts by a long shot. They have 20% chance to win the Cup, which is 10 more percent than anybody else. It's better odds than anybody. It's fantastic.
And that's fantastic if you're gonna bet. But again, the results are the President's Trophy winner doesn't win the Cup as often as they should.
Okay, do you have a rational explanation for that other than just the President's Trophy team doesn't win the Cup? Because it's,
well, I also have the rational explanation is that they can't get to the Stanley Cup Final very often. John Cooper's been has had the same group for the last 8 years.
Okay, but you dodged the first question, Teebs. Do you have a rational explanation as to why a President's Trophy team doesn't make the Cup Finals?
Sure,
that
because
often?
They've played it at a level that they can't go another level up. They can't go to another gear.
Oh my
when it comes
god,
to the
that's
playoffs.
So narrative driven nonsense. Everybody is
really?
Playing. Every
because
team.
If you
every
want to talk about the Nashville
is,
Predators last
every
year,
every team is playing to the best of their abilities all year long. Yeah, like if you want to make the argument, like that argument gets made all the time, and it's so narrative driven nonsense. Every
sure.
single team yeah. plays to the best of their abilities or the best possible that they can possibly play throughout the entire year. So mm-hmm. I think that there's no other level for them to get to. It's such narrative-driven, old-school hockey nonsense, and it's
sure.
not rational in any way, shape, or form. So can we have another?
Sure. I'll give you another reason then.
Sure.
If you're going to run from start to finish, if you're going to sprint through the regular season, everybody's going to catch you eventually.
But I just broke down that argument by saying every team runs through the regular season. Every team does. They're playing their best from start yeah. to finish. So, like, why does it matter that one team wins the President's Trophy?
So then why do you make it a big deal then?
Because they are the best team. I am making it a big deal because they are,
all you're doing
hands
is backing
down
up
the
odds makers.
No, I'm saying that we haven't seen a team this dominant with this much depth since those 97 Red Wings.
Right.
So the point I'm making
only
is...
only won two Stanley Cups.
Yeah, only. Okay.
In an era where they could spend freely and do whatever they wanted.
Only won two Stanley Cups.
So Dallas won two Stanley Cups in the same era.
Only.
Colorado won and beat Detroit. Both of those teams beat Detroit. Colorado and Dallas beat Detroit.
I'm still waiting for a rational argument as to why President's Trophy teams don't win that often.
Again, because you have nothing left in the tank at that point. If your goal is
and I broke that down earlier by saying every single team plays
why
at their hardest
down?
Throughout the entire season. So why does no other team run out of gas?
Yeah.
Why is it only the President's Trophy?
Every
winners?
Team runs just, out of gas.
Okay, so why is it only the President's Trophy winners that have this crippling problem with winning the Cup?
Because when it comes to the spring and there's no gas left in the tank. Which we're seeing with Winnipeg, which we're seeing with Nashville, which we're seeing with teams that make deep runs.
I just flat out do not agree with this argument. I think it's nonsense, and I think it's not backed up by anything but media-driven narrative.
I think every like you said, every team is out of gas when it comes to playoffs, but that then puts everybody on the same level. So being the best team in the season, it matters. I understand it matters, but at the same time, at the end, it doesn't matter when it comes to the Stanley Cup and hoisting the Stanley Cup. If everybody is at the same playing level... when it comes to the playoff time, everybody's, they've worked just as hard all season long. Everybody's as tired as everybody else is. It's a plain level playing field, and who knows what's going to happen.
And it's not like they're losing in the final every year. The President's Trophy winners have only lost in the final like once in the last like 20 years as well. So when we're looking at that, we're saying that the number of times that they play each other also factors in, because now you know how to figure out and play their offense and play their defense, because you see them 4 to 5 to 6 times a year.
And in this playoff format, you do play the guys you play the most in the division early on in the playoffs. So it is harder to play the first two rounds of this playoff format because of the teams you play.
And I'll credit Tampa Bay. They're the only one in the last 5 years to get out of the quarterfinal rounds. They lost in the semifinal to the New York Rangers. Lost to them in 2015 to Tampa Bay. But when you're looking at that, you go, okay, the Rangers are the only ones to make it out. That means Nashville, Washington, and Boston in the last 5 years didn't make it out of the second round. Prior to that, Vancouver didn't get out of the first round. Chicago won, but then Vancouver didn't get out of the first round. It took the Vancouver Canucks, in terms of winning the President's Trophy in 2011, to lose to Boston. But then Washington lost in the preliminary. San Jose lost in the preliminary.
Detroit. And that Vancouver team is like one of the best ever to not win a cup.
But
it was just like a nonsense, unconscious goaltending performance from Tim Thomas, like the best ever seen in Stanley Cup Finals.
And John Quick the next year. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take, right? That's what it takes every year, is to have the best goaltender in the playoffs to win the Stanley Cup.
And there's no doubt that Vasilevskiy is one of the best goalies this year. There's absolutely no contest on that.
You could easily make the argument that he's been the best goalie in the world over the last five.
Arguably.
Pretty handily. You could make that argument. He's
also played on the best team for the last...
Right,
5 years.
But like in terms of especially in terms of like advanced stuff, if you look at like goals saved above average and danger opportunities taken away, he's consistently in the top three.
I have no argument, and has been in every single year
for the past five. So he's or three at least. He's been incredible.
No, and again, there's no doubt about that. And you have to have a good goaltender if you're going to be the top team in the league as well. And that goes hand in hand.
And you need depth. And Tampa has, like, they have elite top-end talent. They have more depth than anybody else in the Eastern Conference. They have, and they have elite goaltending talent. You know, you talk about winning a Stanley Cup, and most of the time you need an elite forward, an elite defenseman, and an elite goaltender. And they have not only all three, but you could make an argument that they have two elite forwards, probably three, two elite defensemen, and maybe the best goaltender in the world over the past 5 years.
But again, the hot goalie in the playoffs trumps the best goalie in the playoffs. It's a 7-game series. Mistakes are magnified.
Right.
That's where these President's Trophy winners.
A lot of times, and my argument against the hot goalie argument for against the Bolts and how it's probably going to get counteracted by that is just that how much depth scoring that they have. It's fine to be a hot goaltender and be playing unconscious and out of your mind when it's one or two lines. It's not that easy when it's every single line that can score.
Do you think that they can say they play the Boston Bruins? Do you think they can keep up physically with the Boston Bruins? They're not a very physical team. They have a couple lines that crash.
Everyone likes to talk up the Boston Bruins as if they're this insanely physical team, and they do have some physical players on there, and it's a physical mentality, but they themselves are not... They're not as insanely physical as everyone seems to make them out to be. They are good, but they have a lot of skilled players, and that's more what it is than anything else. You know, like guys like Marchand do bang around, and guys like Krejci do bang around, but it's you know, they have a lot of... They have an insane amount of just talent, too.
So Tom has tweeted in and said, "Hey, Brian, Tampa's going to get KO'd in round two. I was around to see the Habs win 60 in 76-77 and then put her in cruise control, win the cup." I'm not sure if he's supporting you or against you, but Tom trying to come up with...
Tom's talking trash already, ready to go.
Yeah. But I mean, like, other than that, right? Like, you take a look at the rest of their the rest of the Bruins roster, right? Bergeron can bang, but I wouldn't necessarily classify him as a banger. Pasternak is just a very skilled individual. You know, their defenseman, it's Krug is small and not necessarily a banger. McAvoy, I wouldn't necessarily classify as a banger either. They just, like, their roster is fine, but I wouldn't necessarily classify it as like an insanely, like, Tampa didn't have any, I don't think Tampa really had any problem with it last year, and I don't think with an even better roster that they're going to have problems with it this year.
Yeah. I think Boston, what favors Boston, I think, is that they are probably one of the best two-way hockey teams in the NHL right now. They defensively and offensively, they probably are one of the better all-around teams in the NHL.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Coming into the playoffs, I think that's such a key, is to have, you know, the offense does help, defense wins, but I think an all around game is what you're looking for, and I think the Bruins bring that a lot more than most teams.
The team I'm most scared of is the Islanders.
That's like a crapshoot, eh? You never know
that one's scary.
What's going to happen, right? Nobody expected them to be where they're at, but.
They just, like, Trotsky has coached them so well, and they, like, their positioning is insane.
Yeah.
You watch them play, and you're, you know, through two periods, you're like, that's so weird. Like, the other team just seems so gummed up, and you don't understand why it is, and you go back and rewatch, and they're so in position that it just makes it hard to generate any sort of real offense.
They bought in very quickly to that system.
That's crazy.
System.
And Matt Barzal is a series changer. That guy is out of his mind good at hockey.
And if they can get Robert Lehner going, they could be dangerous.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy that can get hot, right? Like, he is a very streaky goaltender just by nature, and he's been very, very good this year. Yeah. And he's exactly the kind of guy that you can see getting hot and spooking and scaring a lot of teams.
Yeah.
That entire division is full of teams that have been there and done that, with the exception of the Islanders, right? Like, the Pens have been there and done that, and you never really want to count Sid and Gino out.
Yeah.
And the Capitals, you know, won the cup last year, right? And they do have a physical roster, and now that they've got that monkey off their back, you never really know what the heck they're going to do and whether or not they're going to continue that success. Holtby's another guy that can catch hot and has been a fantastic goaltender over the course of his career, with the exception of, what, like a three-month stretch last year?
Yeah.
And so that's another one, but I don't know. It's just it's just tough to see a team beating Tampa four games.
Yeah, and I agree. They're definitely the best team going into the playoffs. There's no questions about that. We just have to see and wait, see what happens in the playoffs. It's always how it is, right?
Yep. We still got eight teams on the board. If you want to get in on this, give us a call, 204-269-8636. 15 minutes left in the show, and we've got to fill up these spots.
We don't want all these Twitter guys to get these spots. We want to hear your voice and picking some numbers, picking some teams, having some fun.
I agree.
There's still some, again, we're talking about Tampa a lot. There's still Tampa Bay on the board. So if you're
all those teams we just talked about, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Washington, New York, all still on the board.
The Islanders are off.
Are they?
Islanders are off, yeah.
Okay, Islanders are off.
Terry got the Islanders.
The Habs, allegedly, maybe the Habs, still on the board.
And we're talking about Pittsburgh. They need 1 point, but technically they're not even clinched the playoffs.
They haven't even got in yet,
so
officially.
We'll see what happens. But.
And the Habs are going to be a scary team in a couple of years. They forecheck hard. I saw them play against the Jets, and they embarrassed them. They were all over them.
This was supposed to be a rebuild year for a few teams that are actually in the playoffs. You think of the Islanders and the Habs potentially in the playoffs being a rebuild year, and that definitely it's quick turnaround.
It's crazy. As I mentioned, my dad's a Habs fan, and so I liked to bug him quite constantly about how bad of a GM Bergevin was. You know, there was a 5 or 6 month stretch where he made about the dumbest moves you could make. You know, trading Subban for Shea Weber, trading Sergachev for Jonathan Drouin, making a trade at the draft that was more or less flipping Lars Eller for Andrew Shaw, going out and signing Carl Alsner. Like, just stupid move after stupid move after stupid move. And then all of a sudden, he just turned into a good GM.
Yeah.
He made a whole series of incredible trades. Trading Galchenyuk for Max Domi has proved to be really great. Domi might have an it factor that exists to carry that team. He's so skilled.
And that's a funny trade because that was pretty much a guy that needs a new scene for a guy who needs a new scene, right?
And it's worked out well for both teams. Like, yeah. Galchenyuk's been good in Phoenix, too.
He's leading the team in scoring or in goal scoring there. So,
and
yeah.
He hasn't played. Like, he's what, played 50, 60 games.
Yeah, he's hurt to start the season.
Yeah,
but like that's been one of them hockey deals where it's just been good for both teams. And getting Nick Suzuki and Thomas Tatar and draft picks for Max Pacioretty has seemed really great too. Tatar's been a huge forechecking influence for them, and Suzuki's obviously a massive prospect.
Yeah, he's gonna be a good one.
So like I just it's baffling to me, like, what the heck happened to Mark Bergevin to turn him from being the worst GM not named Peter Chiarelli into like maybe a GM of the year candidate.
Maybe he stayed out of the gym a little bit to be a GM.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to get in, 13 minutes to get in still, folks, if you want to get in on the contest. Survivor NHL playoffs going tonight in terms of picking our teams. We have eight. Currently Tampa Bay down 1-0 to Toronto as Marner scored an early goal.
Remember that Bergevin was so bad he had to hide behind a potted plant at the GM meetings to get away from reporters? Like, wow.
With those broad shoulders, I don't think he can hide behind anything.
There's what, eight numbers left? Eight numbers remaining.
Eight
so
numbers.
Eight more.
Some of the
we can
best
take
teams
eight
in the
more.
NHL
Please
are
call
still,
in.
Some of the best teams in the NHL are still available on the board right
Please
now.
Please call in.
There's one.
I got a phone call. Fade
right.
me down, team.
Fade me out. There we go.
You got a lot of Twitter.
Devils leading 1-0 over the Hurricanes right now. Because I'm hoping the Hurricanes get. I would love to see the Hurricanes get. And Ottawa up 1-0 over Boston as well. So they're, or excuse me, over Buffalo, not Boston. Boston's in Minnesota.
That game doesn't mean anything.
Boston's in Minnesota tonight.
Both tire fires there, Buffalo and Ottawa.
Buffalo. They got out to that hot start. They got some good goaltending, and everything caught up to them. I mean, they weren't supposed to be good.
Do you think Phil Housley will get the axe there?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think for one season he's put in a decent setup there. Yeah. I think he just needs to get a full season out of those players.
Yeah. Those guys got a very young team.
Yeah,
and see what happens.
Oh, Brian's ready to go as we bring him back in. Who's on the phone there, Brian?
It's Richard on the phone. Hello, Richard.
Richard, are you there? Oh, hold on.
I am here.
There we go. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well.
Good. We have a pile of numbers still to pick. There's eight remaining. Beans, what eight numbers remain?
We got 2, 5, 8, 10, 11, 12, 14, and 15.
I am going to go with lucky number 8.
Eight gets you.
The San Jose Sharks.
Not a bad pick at all. I like that pick, actually.
I think that's Brian's favorite pick out of the West.
I like San Jose a lot. They're a great puck possession team. It's just, can Martin Jones be good again?
And it sounds like they're going to get Carlson back for playoffs time. So.
Which will be good, yeah. So, are you okay? Are you all right with that pick, Richard?
I am good with that pick, my friends.
Awesome. That's great. We'll make sure that we get some prizes out to you if and when San Jose wins you a prize. So, thanks for calling in tonight and being part of the pool here.
It's not if, it's when they win.
Well, there you go.
That's the conference.
That's the spirit right
that's
there.
That's what I like to hear right
like
there.
That.
Well done, Richard.
Look out for Richard.
Thanks
in these
so much,
playoffs.
Richard.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, man. So there's another number off the board. Seven remaining. Nine off the board already. Seven remaining. If you want to get in, 204-269-8636, 204-269-UMFM.
Win some free stuff.
10 minutes to go in this contest before we turn it over to the social media denizens.
Yeah. You got a lot of social media.
There's a few people that have reached out and said, I want to be part of it. Yeah.
For sure.
So hopefully they would call in, but.
Come on. If you can tweet it, you can call it.
Detroit up 1-0 over Pittsburgh right now.
Uh-oh.
They need 1 point to secure a playoff spot.
This is when they need Marc-Andre Fleury.
All the underdogs tonight. Jersey winning, Detroit winning, Toronto over Tampa right now, and Ottawa over Buffalo. So got to find some scoring from a couple
of
these.
Time of the year where the gas is getting low in that tank, right? Right?
Gas
in the tank.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Absolutely.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good.
So, I mean... if you want to get in, and again, there's opportunities to win prizes. We got a couple of smaller prizes. We've got the big prize at the end. The prize at the end is always going to be an NHL jersey plus some other stuff that we can roll into it. If you want to get in, though, there are some smaller prizes. First team to earn a shutout. First team to be eliminated will get one, basically the thanks for playing award. the first team to feature a player with a hat trick, and the first upset in the playoffs will get you some prizing as well. So if you want, get your phone calls in, 204-269-8636. You can earn yourself a little bit of swag if you end up lucky.
Do we know what kind of jersey we're getting yet?
It will be revealed tomorrow to me because my contact was arranging stuff still. But
do the people not get to pick their jersey?
Unfortunately, no. It's a donated jersey that I have no control over. Beggars can't be choosers.
Brass Bonanza. Hartford Whalers. Let's go.
I'd take a Hartford Whalers jersey.
It might not make it to the final.
I was going to say, I may have to trade one in for that.
if you can get my show log up, I've actually got the Brass Bonanza in my show log.
Oh, if you want Brass Bonanza.
There we go.
There you go.
I got a phone call.
Hartford Whalers. Oh, there goes Brian.
We only got 10 more minutes left, so 204-269-8636.
Eight minutes.
Well, according to my phone, it's 10 minutes.
Oh.
Legit time.
I'm going by the clock that we got here.
That clock's fast. Yes, you are. Oh, another one. Look at that. There's two of them there.
Oh!
Back to back.
Solid. Keep phoning in, folks. Yeah. 204-269-8636. We got seven numbers remaining. If you want to get in, a chance to win some stuff. Free entry. There's no cost to you.
Yeah.
We'll get the prizes to you, though. We'll make sure we get a...
The only cost is have fun.
The only cost is 5 minutes of your time. When we call you back, and you have to do an exit interview if your team gets eliminated.
And it's a fun 5 minutes.
Yeah,
we'll
have a good time with
it. It's not one of those tedious 5 minutes.
Oh, looks like Brian's got our next entry. Brian, you ready? Who's our next person on the phone there?
Elliot,
how are you?
I've got another one, too, so you're going to have to fade me out again.
How are you guys?
We're all right in terms of getting stuff going. Happy to have you on the program and certainly in the contest. Beans, what numbers do we have left? Which one can Elliot pick?
We got 2, 5, 10, 11, 12, 14, and 15.
I'm going to do number 14.
Oh, you're gonna be happy with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, solid pick, Elliot. There you go.
Are they even doing well this year?
I'm not certain. I think they've won a couple of games.
I think they're running out of gas.
They could be. We'll have to watch that. Brian's now shaking his fist at us. But
shaking his one-fingered fist.
Obviously, you're happy with that pick in terms of finding the Tampa Bay Lightning. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Right on. We'll make sure if they come out and they blow everybody away that you end up getting the prizes. But we can't thank you enough for giving us the call here tonight, Elliot. We'll make sure that if you win, we celebrate loudly with Brian here.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay, yeah, you too. Take it easy.
Bye.
So there's Brian. There's Elliot with Brian's
team. We got one more here. So
yeah, fire away. Yeah, who's next?
Yeah, it's Tracy.
All right. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
That's awesome. Beans, we got six numbers remaining. Let's read them out so Tracy can pick one of them.
You got 2, 5, 10, 11, 12, and 15.
We're going to 11.
A number 11.
Number 11 will net you
the reigning Stanley Cup champion, Washington Capitals.
Way.
Washington Capitals are going to be your team for the... Are you okay with that pick?
No.
Oh, that's not good then.
Well, you know, whatever.
Is there a reason you're not happy?
Yeah, I was going to say, who were you hoping to get?
Well, they can't win every year, but I would like the Penguins to win.
Okay, that's...
Oh, another Penguins fan.
That's all right.
They just always come out of the woodwork when we do these shows. Penguins fans.
But the good news is, and again, Terry last year won with the Capitals, and she didn't want the Capitals either. So maybe that's something that could be, you know, replicated.
The odds are in your favor.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens with that. Then.
Exactly. We'll make sure that if they do win a prize, we'll get that prize out to you for sure then, Tracy. Okay. But thank you for entering, and thank you for giving us a call here tonight.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, have a good one.
Bye. You too. Bye.
So there's Tracy getting in on the action, getting the Washington Capitals. Good for her in terms of picking up one of the, if they win tonight, or the Islanders lose in any way to the Florida Panthers, they will end up as being first place in the Metro, end up playing whoever's going to end up, I guess, in the second place or the first wild card spot in the East. And as of right now,
it's a toss-up.
It's still up for grabs. Carolina and Columbus currently in those spots. Montreal trying to hunt them down. So
how much of a failure is this season on the whole for the Columbus Blue Jackets if they don't make the playoffs?
Utter and absolute
failure.
You know what? What's their path to getting back to being competitive, like, if they miss?
A long.
You know what? I'm going to say right now, if they miss, it's an absolute disaster in terms of what's going on. But secondly, I don't think Jarmo Kekalainen is back there, and I don't think John Tortorella is back there. I think it's wholesale changes up.
Well, you don't have Panarin, you don't have Bobrovsky.
You're likely all the free agents that you acquired are gone as well.
Yeah, maybe a guy like Dzingel stays around, but you know, you're not keeping Duchesne.
4 minutes remaining, folks. We got one more entry coming in right now. We've got what, four spots left?
Five spots left.
Well, four, because we got one coming
up
right
now.
Yeah,
this one is taken.
So get in if you can.
Yeah. Keep calling Brian. He's
Brian is doing some solid work over there tonight.
Got the hot hands. Everything's going well.
Making things happen.
We've had a lot of celebrity phone answers on this show.
Celebrity phone answers.
Yeah, well, Brian.
Brian's a good guy. Brian's
Columbus.
Brian's doing a fantastic
job. Who
did we
have last year?
Who's on the phone there, Brian?
It's Darren on the phone. Thank you
for the kind words.
No problem. Darren, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. That's good to hear. We got five numbers remaining, so we'll read them out to you. Beans will give you the numbers, and you can go ahead and pick.
We have 2, 5, 10, 12, and 15.
I'll take 12.
12. Magical number 12 gives you the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, probably one of the hotter teams in the league right now. Are you happy with that pick, Darren? Good.
Oh, we'll run with that, yeah.
All right. I like that. I like the attitude. In terms of any team that you were hoping to get, was there another team that you maybe wanted and wasn't available?
Maybe the Morden Warriors.
Well, if they were in, that'd be impressive, though.
Yes, it would. St. Louis is good.
All right, that's awesome. Thanks for calling, mate, Darren. And again, if you get any prizes, we'll run those down, obviously, in terms of getting them out to you. But we can't do this without you. So thanks for calling in and making this fun for us.
All right, have a super night, guys.
Okay, yeah, you too. Take it easy.
Bye.
So there's Darren. He's in with the St. Louis Blues. We only got four teams remaining.
Yeah, a couple minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
And give us a call, 204-269-8636.
Squeeze him in. Brian's looking for a little more chatter. Just a quick update. Pittsburgh has now tied the game against Detroit, mm-hmm. and Buffalo has tied the game against Ottawa. It's 1-1 in each of those games.
Remember when Buffalo was red hot and top of the Metro? Seems like like years ago.
That was, you know, yeah, that wasn't going to last. I think everybody knew that wasn't going to last, that hot start.
That's not going to work.
There's such a young team. I mean, a young coach with Phil Housley. I mean, he hasn't been around for a long time in the NHL being a head coach. And, I think they got the talent there to do it in the next couple of years. I think
the outlook is very bright.
Yeah, a couple more seasons with them, and I think you see them topping that division very soon.
Carolina just tied the game against New Jersey as well. I didn't see who scored, but I'm going to see if I can bring that up. We've got a minute to go before we get into free range radio. Obviously, we're going to, as soon as we get off the air, we turn it over to social media at that point. So if you're on social media,
Warren Fogle on a snapshot from Dougie Hamilton and Jacob Slavin.
There you go. So if you're on social media, you can still get into the contest by simply reaching out on Twitter at TeebsHBIC. I will certainly get you into the contest at that point if the time runs out here. 30 seconds to go, though, folks. We're going to get out of here right away. Obviously, we know who Brian's going to be cheering for in the playoffs. Right, Brian? Is it Tampa Bay?
That would be correct.
Okay. We got man. I just want to make sure we
if
got that.
If you had
that.
A second favorite, Brian, who would it be?
Oh, I actually like the Habs a lot.
They make it?
Yeah, they're my dad's team. My earliest memory ever was during the 93 Stanley Cup run, and I was 2 years old, and I remember about to turn three, and I was crying in my crib because I couldn't watch Patrick Waugh carry on the Stanley Cup. That's my earliest memory.
There you go.
Yeah. Big fan of the goalies, just in general. Like that's my corner. That's my bailiwick. So I cheer for a lot of goalies, just in general.
With that, Beans, anybody you want to cheer for as we get out of here?
Well, I mean, we're in Winnipeg, you know.
That is true.
Got to cheer for the home team, Jets. Yeah. But if I had to choose someone else, growing up, I was a Colorado Avalanche fan. So
there you go.
Hopefully
the Avs can get in, can break through. Yeah,
get in and See what happens.
With that, folks, Survivor NHL playoffs is underway. We, like I said, we will reach out for the last, what, we got four spots left?
Four spots.
We'll reach out on social media, get that going. If you still want to call, there's a chance to get in. You can certainly still get in on that. I will be around a phone as I try and drown myself out with the music. so you can still call 204-269-8636. I'll hang around the phone. We'll make sure everything's working here. With that, we are out of here and going to leave it up to Skippy with Free Range Radio coming up right away. Skippy. Here on 101.5 UMFM.